So a few weeks ago, I mentioned that I was off to the NAIROX Foundation, which is out in Maropeng. It's in the cradle of humankind, to look at a burn. And what do I mean by a burn is that they were burning onto the side of the hill a large image, a huge image of a locust and a huge image of a grasshopper. And why were they doing it and how did they do it? So what they'd done is they'd like burnt the edges of the image almost like a fire break, and then they were going to just burn the entire interior of why they of the actual artwork. So it was an artist who created it on the grasslands, but it was also done for ecological reasons. And we're going to talk to you about those ecological reasons as well. So just imagine this, is that you're standing on one hill, and on the opposite side of the hill, you see the outline of a locust and a grasshopper. And then you see these fire men and women going in, and they start to burn. But the way they do it is they burn it in strips. And from a distance, what they're actually doing is they're burning with a fire maker, I suppose it's like a pole which puts out gas, and then you drag it along the ground and fire, it obviously starts burning the thing. But from far away, it looks like the heels of the person that is walking has flames coming out of them. So it looks a bit like a comic strip character walking along with flames which are burning the grass. It's very beautiful and really very, very exciting actually to be there and to see it being done. So I thought I'd get a couple of interviews as to why they were doing it and what the opportunities were ecologically, the positive opportunities of fire, which is not something that we've spoken about much here in South Africa of late. So I attended the fire graze burn at the NAIROX Sculpture Park, and it was set up by artist Hanelie Kutzer. And it basically entails the live burning of an image created by the artist onto the grasslands on the opposite hills. And she explained what the process was.
We are doing a 5-hectare burn. It's an artwork that we've plotted out with surveyors. It took time to actually burn the whole outline and prepare everything painstakingly. We're going to light the grass, and then we're going to burn an image into the grass that you can see from the moon, basically.
What is the image that the Martians will be able to see?
The image is actually, it's a locust and grasshopper facing each other. They are looking the same but behaving differently, and that reflects just really well on what's going on in society. And then there's a banner at the bottom, a leuze, that says Hittite, because it's through a Hittite, if we don't actually start managing the planet from nature's perspective, we will stuff it up further. So we have to start listening and do it according to how the fires do things, and we go according to that.
So before we actually go into the sort of ecological side and the science side of it, the one thing you mentioned was how you noticed that you had more than one color to work with on your palette of grasses and burns.
So on the first burn we did in 2015 of Benko and Eland, it was the first time we didn't know what to expect. Now we're building on that. We realized that the periphery burn actually changes color within a week. So I realized I have three colors that I can work with. In the new design, then I incorporated the outline and a dotted line in the eyes to add a third tone to the final image.
Also participating in the project was Sally Archibald, who's an ecologist and associate professor at WITS. She spoke about her research of the effects of fire in grasslands, and Bob Connolly of Working on Fire, who managed and kept the fire under control through the people that he was working with.
I'm really interested in fire. I work in grasslands and savannas, and these systems burn often. Fire is a natural part of their system. I was telling someone earlier that fire, for these systems, fire is like rainfall. Rainfall happens in the summertime and fire happens in the wintertime, but it's as natural as rainfall in these systems. But they have very interesting effects. Fires have interesting effects on the animals that also live in these systems. And my research is looking at how the way that you burn, the size of the fires, affects where and how the animals use the landscape. So I have an experiment in Kruger, which is looking at this, but I hooked up with Hanelie because I can ask my questions using an artwork just as easily as using a square fire experiment.
So what are the questions that you will be asking him?
So my original question, which was 2 years ago with the original burn, was if I burn small fires frequently, can I bring the animals after the fire? Because the new green growth comes after a fire, and the animals like that. And if I bring the animals and they eat, can I create a sort of grazing lawn, a place where animals like to come and congregate. And we achieved that last time. The animals came and they stayed for the whole year. After the good rains last year, the grass grew up. So now I want to see if I can re-imprint that pattern on the landscape. I'm trying to create a grazing lawn habitat using fire.
So Hanalee is using the artworks of a locust and a grasshopper, and I understand that this is now going to be one of the research processes with this particular bird.
Right. So we started off thinking about the big herbivores, because they're the ones that people see, and the big herbivores can create the landscape. But once we've created a grazing lawn, then we're interested in how all the other biodiversity in the system responds to that. We think that once we've created a grazing lawn, we're going to find different grasshoppers there, particular grasshoppers that like that sort of environment. We know you find different birds and different spiders. So we're now trying to look at the response of all of the biodiversity in the system to this management intervention that we've put in.
A very dumb question. What's the difference between a grasshopper and a locust and their response to this?
Right. So Hanalee, in her artistic fashion, mentioned that grasshoppers and locusts look the same. They actually are the same. Grasshoppers and locusts are the same thing. Locusts are grasshoppers when they collect together in a swarm. So what makes a locust different from a grasshopper is the way that they're acting. So locusts, when they swarm, when grasshoppers swarm, they become locusts. Certain types of grasshoppers can swarm and become locust herds. But Hanalee was very interested in the idea that it's the behavior of the species, not what the species is, that determines its impact.
So Bob, you, as the fire man here, if you want to call it that, just describe what we're seeing on the hill for our listeners who can't see it themselves.
Well, you can see we burned an outline. The reason we have to have an outline, we have to have a safe thing to work from. We
can't it's like a fire break.
It's like a little fire break around it. Instead of having a straight line, we've made the artwork and followed Hanalee's art.
Yeah.
So we've made the little fire break around and we can something to burn from to make it safe to do.
There are a bunch of men with yellow jackets, and I'm assuming those are the firemen. What are they actually going to do?
They're going to ignite. The rest of the guys will be making sure that it doesn't escape from the firebreak area. And it's not only men, it's men and women.
All right. So in terms of the safety of this, there was like a yes, no, we can go, no, we can't, yes, we can't, just for safety's sake. Tell us how you make those final decisions.
I come from a Felton Forest Fire Act. The Fire Brigade is a different act. And we have fire protection associations that certain times of the year, if you get a permit to burn, other times of the year, they consider it safe, you don't need a permit. But our decisions when we do a burn are made on the ground, on site, when we're going to do the burn. And even if we can get a permit and you get to the actual site where you're burning and the conditions are right, we don't burn. And we use fire for many other things. We use very controlled fires for certain things like burning under pine plantations, but you only get very specific weather and fuel conditions that you can do it in. So it's a different approach.
Perhaps the last thing is it must be quite fun for you guys and for the fire guys out there, firefighters, to be doing something like this, whereas their jobs are so very, very different in other situations. And I imagine to be doing something which is like actually just fun and generally quite safe must be great.
Yeah, what you're saying. It's not always fun when you're doing this because you actually it has to be very controlled. A normal little burn, if it jumped out slightly and made a little smudgy, we wouldn't worry about it. But yeah, it's very precise. You have to focus on it properly, but it is much more fun compared to fire suppression and fighting fires, because that is just hard slog work and under very tiring conditions.
And here you're just making an artwork.
Yeah, and here we are actually having fun on that side.
Bob Connolly of Working on Fire, and before that you heard Sally Archibald, the ecologist. And in fact, I spoke to one of the young students who was out there collecting locusts, and there he was with his huge, big, like one of those huge insect nets. I mean, you think that they come out of a comic book. They really do look like it. The big insect net, and there he was on the edge just scooping up locusts and scooping up the grasshoppers and putting them into his bottle. And he just said it had been really exciting. They'll certainly be following it up as they move forward.